Jesse Sharp is here. Actually, he'll be at the Cadillac Palace Theater March 11th through 16th in Beetlejuice. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, here's what the first and most important question by far. Please tell me about Chip.
Oh, Chip. Chip is our dog. He's a 10-pound Chihuahua Dachshund mix, and he's 10 years old, and he travels the country with my wife and I. Lexi and I are on the show together, and Chip has been on the road for most of his life. We've done a lot of touring and a lot of regional theater with Chip by our side.
So tell me about traveling with the dog on the road from city to city to city to city, as you guys do.
It's great. He's good on airplanes. He's small. We drive a lot too. So, we pack him into the car. But it's nice. And also just being able to tour as a married couple, it makes life feel a little less chaotic and having Chip. He's sitting right next to me as we speak.
You were in, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have we seen, please tell me we haven't, but have we seen the end of that? Is that coming back in any way? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, no, I mean, the show concluded a couple of years ago. So I shot my episode. I'm in the middle of season 5, and I believe the show ended 2023.
Oh!
It had 5 seasons. But it's, man, it was so great. I really enjoyed working on that show, and, but my episode takes place in a different time than the rest of the series. The series takes place in the 60s, and in the final season, they cut forward to the future a little bit. So my scene takes place in the 90s. For anyone who's finished the show, they know that. Not too big of a spoiler, but it was a blast. It's such a great show, and we got to shoot my episode at the original Friars Club
Wow.
in Manhattan. So, yeah, really, really great. Really great show.
You didn't run into George Burns or Jack Benny or Groucho Marx, did you?
Only their ghosts. Only their ghosts. It was quite fun. You know, they had us waiting when we weren't shooting in one of the poker rooms, and it was really cool because you're like, yeah. What I think it was like the Frank Sinatra poker room, and you're like, man, if these walls could talk, kind of thing.
Yeah.
The showbiz stories in that building. So, yeah, that was really great. It was, I think, the last thing I did on TV before starting Beetlejuice rehearsals, and then for the last two and a half years, I've just been out on the road with this show.
And appropriate that you've also toured with the Addams Family. So this is kind of like, so tell me about, many have seen the movie, but tell me about the stage show.
So the stage show, the basic plot is the same. A family moves to from New York City to rural Connecticut. The daughter, Lydia, is grieving the loss of her mother and sort of can't shake that grief. And she ends up befriending a demon who claims to help her be able to find her mother again. I play Charles. I play Lydia's dad. And so I'm also dealing with my own grief and trying to sort of pick up the pieces with my teenage daughter. And, it's a show with a lot of heart, but obviously a lot of madcap comedy as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a very funny demon. And this is not a scary movie or a scary show to see on stage. In fact, I'm guessing, I've not seen it yet, and I've not seen it on Broadway, but I'm guessing this is quite family friendly, actually.
You know, we like to say it's around a PG-13. You know, our biggest portion of the audience is teenagers. The show on Broadway amassed a huge TikTok following with teenagers, and a lot of those teenagers don't even know the original movie. They love the musical, they love the original music, and then obviously they identify with the character of Lydia. So I think it's, you know, in terms of family friendly, depending on, everyone knows their own kids best, but you know, 12, 13, 14, I think that's probably an acceptable age to come. And it's obviously got some outrageous humor from the character of Beetlejuice, but it's a really funny night at the theater, and also I think a really good heartfelt message about dealing with grief and moving on without forgetting the ones we left behind.
Ah, good point. And yes, I didn't mean like 5-year-olds. So I'm glad you clarified. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Why do you think it resonates so much with teenagers? You say obviously with Lydia, but for those who haven't seen the show before, it may not be so obvious.
Yeah, you know, it was a surprise to me when I saw the show on Broadway in New York, and it was nostalgia. I'm of the era of the original movie, and I thought, I thought it was a really great adaptation of the original movie. And then to find that it had resonated so much, I think it's because the character of Lydia is like all teenagers, trying to figure herself out, trying to find her place in the world, and she also has amazing songs written for her. So I think it's, you know, it's for those reasons. You know, the movie, Winona Ryder's performance is amazing and iconic, but I think in the musical, some of our best songs are reserved for Lydia. And the Beetlejuice-Lydia relationship is super fun. It's more like they're like a musical comedy duo for a lot of the show. And so that's where it's, you know, it takes off from the movie, using the movie as a guiding a map, but also like there's a new relationship. It also shares a lot in common. There was a cartoon in the 90s, believe it or not. There's a Beetlejuice cartoon, and our show draws from that cartoon as well, whereas Beetlejuice and Lydia were sort of this madcap duo, and our show has a lot of that as well.
You know, I remember that, actually. Now that you mention it, I do remember the cartoon. Cadillac Palace Theater is on Randolph, 151 West Randolph downtown, March 11th through 16. You're not going to stay longer just because I ask you to, I suppose?
I tell you, man, I'd love to. It's, you know, this is actually going to be our third time in Chicago. We keep doing these little short bursts. We come into town, but it's great for the Chicago theater audience who loves us. And they'll see, you know, most of the cast is intact from the last time we were at the Nederlander probably about a year ago. But we're going to have a new Lydia this time around. So for our diehard fans, they're going to see some new faces, but really get to experience the show they love.
But Chip does not make a curtain call?
Chip does not make a curtain call. Chip will be at the Airbnb in River North waiting for us, and he's going to be perfectly happy on the couch.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. So you guys, when you travel on the road, I would have assumed you'd stay at this hotel or that hotel. Sometimes stay at Airbnbs?
Almost exclusively, yeah. So we have the option to stay in a company hotel, but we can, you know, we can opt out of that. And that's kind of the hack that Lexi and I have learned over these years. The more we can make it like a real home, the more comfortable we are. So we have a little Airbnb up in River North this time around.
Do most actors feel that way, that they'd, or do most people stay with the cast hotel?
I think these days it's about 50-50. I think when I first toured 10, 15 years ago, it was all hotel, but once you do that year after year after year, you sort of learn what you need to be comfortable. And for me, it's just a place to cook and a place to make myself coffee and, you know, those kind of comforts.
Sure.
So I think when you find the veteran actors who've toured a lot, they definitely are the ones who are taking the Airbnb option more often than not.
That's interesting. March 11th through 16th, Cadillac Palace Theater, Beetlejuice, back in Chicago. Jesse Sharp, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you in a week.